This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Black Wall Street Today is brought to you by Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, Black Brand. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur who is thinking about getting into the entrepreneurship world but haven't made that decision, or whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur looking to take your business to the next level or scale a successful business model, we have resources for you. Whether you need capital, like-minded individuals, or you need the introduction to the rooms that you need to be in to take your business to the next level, come to www.blackbrand.biz. That's www.blackbrand.biz, not .com, and see what your Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce can do for you. This is an all call to the folks out there with dreams. Now, here on Black Wall Street Today, we are always interviewing the most innovative, the most creative, and hardest working entrepreneurs in the 757, and this morning is no different. In front of me today, I have Anthony and Cookie Brown, co-founders of Cookies Cakes, Shakes, and Gifts. Cookies was officially established in December 2015. It all originated from a Christmas gift from Anthony. Cookie at this point had never really baked or even decorated a cake, but loved watching the talents of others on TV. After months of sitting home, watching cake decorating shows and listening to the comments that she would make, Anthony decided to sign her up for cake decorating class from the local craft store. Then Cookie started making cakes for her family and friends. Soon after this, her work began to go viral on social media, and she realized she had a great opportunity to turn this gift into something special. Unfortunately, she was laid off from her full-time job as a cost analysis due to budget cuts and was deciding whether or not to do cakes from home full-time or find another job in accounting. Well, she decided to take the leap of faith and do the cookies and cakes. Within the first year, this hobby generated close to 300 customers coming in and out of their home. They opened up their very first location in May of 2017 and have been going strong ever since. They've now expanded to doing cupcakes, cookies, ice cream, milkshakes, funnel cakes, and more, to not just become a bakery, but a dessert destination. They are now looking to expand their business, and as so many opportunities are presenting themselves to us, they can barely keep up. They've been so consumed with this gift and passion for baking and cake decorating, it has now become a career. I know some of you out there are already familiar with them, but for those who are not, the co-founders of Cookies, Cakes, Shakes, and Gifts, Anthony and Cookie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
What an exciting story. So, how exactly? I know you kind of told the story, but how exactly does someone go make a career switch from accounting to baking? I'm sure you had to call on different talents, or was it? Did you tap into some of the same talents that you were using?
Well, actually, I think it, you know, just started off from me testing stuff out at home, because I was not a baker, as you know. I didn't go to school for it. So I would just try things out in the home. Definitely started off with box mix. That was the easiest. But I felt it needed something more. So I started doing stuff from scratch. You know, the first couple of things didn't come out so well.
Customers will let you know that.
Absolutely. My cake tastes like cornbread.
Yeah, you get those.
So, yeah, it was definitely a learning experience getting started. But once I found the right recipe, everything started falling into place. Decorating was already there. Still, you know, people would come in and get me to try some new things that I had never done before, because I hadn't, you know, worked with fondant before. So it was definitely a learning experience.
Yeah. So what you know, it was all kind of like a gag gift. You know, she loved watching the stuff online and all the cake, you know, holiday cake wars and Halloween wars and all this stuff, wanted to try it. And so never knew. And so it was really a gag, you know, okay, well, here, take the class since you like it so much. But what we didn't know is the artistic skill that she had. She was actually an artist and started doing things. And what kind of gave me the confidence was, you know, customers would, or potential customers would say, hey, can you do this? And she would say, oh, I don't know. They would show a picture. Oh, I don't, let me try. So the moment when, you know, customer would say, can you do this? And it's an elaborate cake design. And she'll say, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's when I knew, like, okay, yeah, we could probably, you know, make this thing a little bit bigger than what it is.
Now, with a name like Cookie, some people would imagine that you were born for this. But you found yourself in the accounting field.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how and if being in the accounting field has helped you be a business co-founder?
Absolutely. Received my bachelor's degree from NSU.
Behold.
Absolutely. in 2001. And I had been working in the accounting field, did some tax accounting, did some like payroll and, you know, some little jobs here and there, and started working for a private shipyard doing cost accounting. So all of that, all of those things helped me to keep my books balanced once I started the business. And I was doing my own accounting for my business. So, I mean, it definitely helped. And then when it became too big, and I was like, okay, I can't do this and decorate cakes, and because it was just too much. So we ended up getting an accounting firm to, you know, do our taxes and our books. So.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the moment when you realized, when both of you realized this was getting too big. Like, this is going to have to be the full-time gig right now. What was that decision like? I assume that there were some tough conversations. I assume that there was probably some financial projections in there. Yeah. But even with financial projections, it still takes so much courage to be able to step completely onto an entrepreneurial foot when you know that there is no corporation behind you.
Right.
You can't call human resources. This is just you and the marketplace.
Right, right.
So just talk to us a little bit about your mind state when making that decision, and what was the final, like, yes, we're going to do this.
So I think Anthony is the person that's all in at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm the wait and see. Okay, I need to make sure. I need to see the end at the beginning. That's me. So when he said, I think we need a storefront, I'm like, okay, I'm I'm okay at home because I know what my overhead costs are. And I know that having a storefront is going to be a lot more. It's not like, go in when or do cakes when you want to. You have to be open, you know, for customers in order to keep the business going. So that was a part of the discussion. And then the cost, we ended up using some savings to get started. So, and that was a big portion of how we got started. So that was a big decision to, because that was, you know, 401k type. It's like, we need to live when we retire. We need to be able to retire. So that was a part of the discussion as well.
What was your mindset, Anthony? Were you just 100% faith? Like, let's go?
Yeah, 110%. and, you know, it's, you know, because it was getting to the point where we even thought about transforming our garage into like a little, you know, bakery type. But it was just too big for that. You know, it was way too much.
Stuff everywhere.
Pots and, you know, cake pans everywhere. And just it was just too many people coming in and out of the house or making deliveries all over.
We have three kids.
Yeah, we have three daughters. And so trying to balance life and do the business in the house, it just wasn't working. There's no way we could do both, you know, in it, you know, with a manner of excellence. And so I definitely saw the demand for what she does, and then just knew that, okay, if we step out, you know, we're gonna have to add some things on there to keep the daily operation going, you know, cupcakes and ice cream and things like that, as well as doing the custom cakes. And so, you know, once kind of doing the research and saying, okay, what's out there and what are we doing, can we be good? Can we be the same or better than the competition? Mm-hmm. I felt we could. You know, are we in a good location? I felt we were. And at that point, it was just knowing that, okay, if we do this, you know, it's like riding a bike up a hill. You can't, if you're going to do it, you can't do it half-hearted. You got to put your all into it or you're going to go backwards. And so, you know, that's what we had to do. So, I knew that there was space for it. And I've always been entrepreneurial, visionary, and so it wasn't hard for me at all.
So let's talk about that visionary spirit, because when we think of entrepreneurship today, we think about innovation. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to learn about how you guys explored the area of innovation, because, I mean, people have been baking cakes since, like, the 17th century. But here you are with a successful dessert company here in 2023, at the end of 2023. So what did you feel like you had to bring to the game that others weren't? Or did you feel like you had to market it differently? Like, what was the space of innovation where you said, right there, this is where we're going to be different?
Well, I think having fresh baked goods every day, because, I mean, not everybody does fresh every day. Mm-hmm. You'll get some fresh from frozen, you know. But we bake everything fresh every day and then have a variety. You know, a lot of people don't have much of a variety. We have different flavors of cupcakes, different flavors of cookies.
And they change every day.
So yeah. You don't see that often. And if you do see it, it's not very affordable because you're paying an arm and a leg. Obviously, we did have to go up on prices a couple of times just so we can keep our business afloat.
Yeah.
And cover all of our costs. But I think the difference is, us having baked goods and ice cream where you can put your own toppings on it, you know.
Yeah, there's not too many places where, you know, they they're excellent in baked goods as well as frozen treats. I mean, I can't think of a place offhand that does that. Now, you'll go to places where they do offer both, but I mean, where both are the mainstay, that's what we're trying to do. So that's the lane we're trying to drive in, is a dessert destination where you can get freshly baked goods as well as the frozen treats, anywhere from an ice cream cone to an extreme milkshake to an freshly made ice cream sandwich. You know, there's not too many places you can have that do that, as well as our gifts. So cookies, cakes, shakes, and gifts are gifting, you know, the fruit bouquets, chocolate-covered strawberries. You know, whether the local place gives you all that in one spot.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you guys are quickly becoming a staple in the dessert community here in Hampton Roads. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit, because everybody out there believes that their mom has the best fried chicken, or their aunt does the best cookies, or my sister makes the best casserole. And, you know, everybody has this idea that they can do something in the kitchen, but actually proving it out in the marketplace is such another thing. And even in the intro, for a sentence, you described it as a hobby at first before it really blew up into a business. Mm-hmm. So for those out there with culinary skills who are thinking that they're just going to come out and take over the game, can you offer a little advice or perspective from someone from a team who has started from the hobby phase, built up the business, and can look back and say, wow, if we were to do this again, here's what I would have done differently?
I think just listening to the customer is what has helped us, because when we get to a point where we think nothing can be changed or nothing can be better, then I think we've lost focus, because you can always get better at something. And we find ourselves going back to square one, you know, just to make sure our cupcakes are the right size, or our cupcakes are not too sweet. Or, you know, and you get that feedback from customers. Anthony said, they will let you know if something is not right. So just listening to the customers has helped us.
That's a gem right there, listening to the customers. Yeah. How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I think and then making the transition, like you said, from, you know, hey, you know, Aunt Dee Dee makes the best fried chicken, or, you know, oh, Aunt Dee Dee should open up a fried chicken spot. Well, you got to understand the transition is, you know, when we did cakes at the house, she was doing maybe, I would say at the most, maybe 10 within a weekend or a week. You know, but then when you go out there to the marketplace, okay, you got to times that by five or six.
Right.
And, you know, because I see that oftentimes when we hire decorators or bakers, and they do
they're good at home.
They got the Instagram file, everything's gone. But when they come in the commercial setting, you know, it's like 3 months in, they're like, I can't do this, because what they did in a weekend, we're asking them to do in 3 hours.
Right.
And so that's the transition you got to make, is to how do I still stay excellent, you know, while multiplying the production scale, while scaling the production probably 10 times. And so that's a challenge, because everybody has a skill. Everybody's good at something, but you got to kind of say, okay, if I step out, how am I going to still produce this to the masses with the same quality, but much more quantity?
And then the other thing is training others, so because you can't do it all.
Yes.
You can't do it all, and I tried. Yeah. I've tried.
She still tries.
But, I mean, you find that nobody can do it like you do it, especially if they don't have the heart for it. But I think that was one of our one of the challenges that we've had, is finding good help.
Yeah, and I think knowing where to differentiate. Okay, she has a certain skill set that not everybody can do. So how do we align and scale the business so that we keep it where she can still you know, express her artistic expression the way she does it. Not everybody can do that. As well as create an environment where everything else can be duplicated and repeated in the same manner. So we do have our custom cakes, but then we have our everyday stuff that anybody can do as long as they're, as long as they follow the training. But then there's just some things that, you know, not everybody can do. And she has that certain skill set. And then we do look for people with that same skill set. But oftentimes those people are already doing their own thing, anyways, unless we want to pay them a six-figure salary. but they typically have their own branding already.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're in that space where, okay, how do we still stay true to our custom cakes as well as produce our other products, you know, in a manner that anybody can do.
Now, I hear you say excellence. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned it multiple times throughout this interview. Yeah. And I know that you have some people's mouths watering as they're by their radio right now. So how can they get their hands on these cakes, shakes, and snacks that are made with excellence? Where do they go? Do they go online? Is there an app? Can they just pull up on your store? Yep. Do they get it delivered? Talk to us.
Right. So you can definitely give us a call at 757-321-8432. Or you can come to the shop. We're located in Chesapeake, right outside of Chesapeake Square Mall, 4300 Portsmouth Boulevard, Suite 236 in Chesapeake. Don't go to Portsmouth. We're in Chesapeake. 23321 is the zip code. Or you can find us online at I Love Cookies, and that's cookies with a K, .com.
And then Instagram and Facebook, we're at Cookies Cakes Shakes. So it's at cookies with a K. Cookies Cakes Shakes is our handle on Instagram and Facebook as well. And then, yeah, we do delivery, DoorDash, Uber Eats, or you can go on our website and get delivery, get foods delivered to you as well.
Awesome. So, you know, we are here in the middle of December, so people are going to be in the mood for sweets.
Absolutely.
So is there anything that you guys have coming up? Any big sales? Any events that we need to be aware of?
Yeah. So you got your New Year's party. We do party trays.
Oh, wow.
With our cookies, our mini cupcakes, our chocolate covered desserts, whether it's strawberries, chocolate covered pretzels, Rice Krispies treats, yeah. All that good stuff. And then our main thing, our Super Bowl, our big day is Valentine's Day, of course.
Of course.
So we have great gifts for your loved ones and loved one. We had cupcake packages, fruit bouquets, chocolate covered strawberries are real big. Of course, our cupcakes, funnel cakes, all those things. We'll have special deals. So you can sign up and get on our mailing list and our rewards program, and you have access to exclusive discounts as well. So we're excited about the new year coming up. Got some new things, looking to go mobile as well.
Nice.
So we've done that this past year, but we're looking to purchase a food truck to fulfill the demand that we're getting so we can come to you and events. So we've been blessed to go to schools and other churches, other places, take our products there on campus and on site, which is great. And so we're excited about what's coming for this new year.
So for the foodies out there, I don't know if you guys caught that, but he said there is a rewards program there. So you need to find your way to ilovecookieswithak.com to learn more about that rewards program. I know that's what I am going to do as well. So talk to us a little bit about, outside of the fun of baked goods, what has the entrepreneurial journey been like for the both of you, being Black entrepreneurs here in Hampton Roads? Have you found that it was easy to find resources to help you grow, or did you find that was kind of like you had to dig in to do that? What's the environment been like for you guys?
So it's been great. So we there are opportunities out there, whether through the city, you know, organizations like Black Brand that that we've connected with. So, like, the city of Norfolk is great with their economic development department in terms of grants and technical learning assistance. So we've got assistance building our website, grants, helping around, doing things around the shop, as well as just other funding opportunities in that regards. And then what was a real, you know, eye-opener to us was COVID, because we were open during COVID. Mm. And obviously we shut down like everybody else did, and, you know, we had to shut down for a couple months. Now, we still stayed open on the weekends, but we really scaled back tremendously for a couple months. But then when we think that June or July, when we open back up, the support from the community was just overwhelming. And it was at the timing with the George Floyd incident, and really everybody just came together and really supported. I mean, we were getting calls from, you know, Washington State. I just want to support a black business that went through COVID, and I have somebody that lives, I have a student at ODU or somebody in military, and I want to send them this cupcakes through you. And we got plenty of calls like that. It was a huge boost. And so we're still trying to navigate everything, still trying to find opportunities online, online every day. I'm in the process right now of filling out a grant. So, you know, those opportunities are out there. It's almost, if you tap into the right resources, I'm not going to say it's no way to fail, but they make it so easy for you to be successful with all the opportunities. So it does take some research, discipline, and going out there and look for them. But they are out there. We've
Make sure you have your numbers together
and know your business. So we've had close to six figures in grants.
Wow.
That we've received.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. And as Cookie just mentioned, if you're out there listening right now and you're a business owner and you're like, hey, I haven't gotten $1 in a grant, but I'd like to be able to get grants. Cookie just pointed out, make sure that your numbers are together. Do you have a profit and loss document that can show what's been going on for the past couple of years? Do you have a balance sheet? Do you have a cash flow statement? Do you have financial projections? These are the things that you are going to be asked, whether you're trying to access a grant or a loan or a credit line. So, Anthony, I'm sure that having an accountant by your side at all times has been a major asset during this journey.
Yeah, and also I want to highlight the importance of obviously being incorporated, you know, as a business, but also being connected with the being certified as a minority business owner, whether it's through SWAM or the other. That is very important, because a lot of these grants are tied to those certifications. So they can see that you're a minority, but they want to see that you have the paper to back it up. So make sure you go through the proper channels to become certified as a minority business owner. That will do you wonders.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are plenty of minority certifications out there. MBE is one, but I think SWAM certification, if you're here and you're trying to get a foot in the door, especially when it comes to achieving some of these contracts or getting grants, SWAM certification is an absolute asset. Big shout out Angela Barber, who has been helping our businesses for as long as I've been in the space over there at the SBSD in Virginia Beach. You can find her office there. So it's been a pleasure having you guys. I'd like to give either of you or both of you the opportunity to just address Hampton Roads, leave us with something, I don't know, maybe sweet, since we're here with cookies, cakes, shakes, and gifts.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of the customers, all of our customers, all of the people who have supported us over the years. We're still looking to come back to Norfolk. We get people every day that come in. It's like, okay, I have to drive all the way from Norfolk, but I had to come and get my banana pudding. But thank you, thank you, thank you. We do appreciate you, and we are definitely working on getting back to Norfolk.
Yeah, and again, ditto what she said. Thank you. We definitely appreciate it. And yeah, we are be on the lookout. We are working on some things to expand and bring our delicious desserts to you and more, to do more. So keep supporting. We appreciate it. We love everyone out there. And just know that our goal is to put a smile on everybody's face, you know, when they come in the door and out the door through our service and our products. And so we want you to experience that. So we thank you all.
That is incredible. And before we go, give them the address one more time so they can grab that smile and put it on their face.
4300 Portsmouth Boulevard in Chesapeake.
4300 Portsmouth Boulevard in Chesapeake, the city of Chesapeake. The boulevard is Portsmouth. Right. The city is Chesapeake.
That's correct.
So don't meet me there. Beat me there. I will see you inside cookies, cakes, shakes, and gifts. And then I'll see you back here this coming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for another episode of Black Wall Street Today.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street.
Phenomenal.